Speaking of Dr. Strasser, I know that he is among the 10 most quoted scientists in the entire world. He is like the scientist of scientists, officially recognized by the Nobel Prize Committee as an official nominator of the Nobel Prize.
And he actually has a grant that's given out, the Strasser Grant in Germany, that's kind of like the Nobel Prize for research and science every year that's given out in his name. And you know, when you read his bio and his publication list of articles that he's publicized, you know, you and I are proud if we make two pages. And I'm not sure, but I think the last time I printed his out, it was 38 pages in length.
Oh, it was impressive.
It's something, and it's fun to read about. And his passion, and the way that he got to know Dr. Wallach is that Dr. Wallach was doing research on cystic fibrosis and basically got his grant money taken away, and it was based on the trace element selenium. And Dr. Strasser was at the same time doing research on selenium and was having a whole bunch of scientists put together on a conference and a meeting in California. And he heard that Dr. Wallach was let go from his grant and basically called him up and says, you have to fly out here. I'll pay for it because I want to hear your research on the trace mineral selenium and how it can help his life. And I want to say that was 25 or more years ago, and they've been friends ever since.
And they actually pulled his grant because he found out that cystic fibrosis was not genetic, and that flew in the face of all these other experts the bias that they had for years.
And it could be corrected by using the trace mineral selenium. And unfortunately for drug companies, you can't patent selenium.
But Dr. Strasser is definitely one of those advocates for nutritional information. He's always been at the forefront of teaching people and recently has come out with an audio cassette actually called The Strasser Files on Selenium.
He's absolutely an incredible mind, and he'll give you as much information as you're able to absorb. If he ever comes to your local area to speak to you, I highly recommend it. The man's just a wealth of knowledge.
Now, I know the Scientific Advisory Board has many other disciplines besides just PhDs. We've got MDs, DCs.
We got DCs, NDs. Dr. Milan actually worked at the Harvard Medical School. She has several degrees. She's a licensed acupuncturist. She also has an MD from traditional medicines in China, as well as modern medicine. So we also have a sports psychiatrist. We have a world-renowned cancer doctor that's on our scientific board. Just a wide variety of different fields to give different inputs, and it's a wonderful blend.
Does that help make the products more well-rounded?
I think so. I think that we're not saying that vitamins and minerals are the only way to go, that there's always alternative ways to improve the quality of our health. And by having a scientific board that can look at different products at different angles makes it overall a better product and a better company because we're able to take the bigger picture of what's going on.